So each of the bikes is a little bit different. They have different features. Some of them.
Ben Trevino leads me through a showroom that displays the four different bike share models. He's considering them for Hawaii's first bicycle sharing program. In front of us is a sleek gray bike that's attached to a stand. Trevino whips out a card and demonstrates how a potential user would rent it.
So you just slide it here into the docking point. You watch it turn yellow, then it turns green, and the bike is ready to be pulled out.
Trevino is the president and COO of Bike Share Hawaii, the nonprofit in charge of rolling out the system. They're holding a series of open houses to showcase bicycle options. He says different models are currently being used in cities across the country, but they all work roughly the same way. You pick up a bike at one docking station, ride it, and then lock it up at another.
You know, we're only going to be able to pick one of these bikes, and each of them has different features, and so we can find what people's preferences are to understand what feels right to people here and what's going to be the right solution for Honolulu and for Hawaii.
Hawaii's system will include 2,000 bikes at 200 stations between Chinatown and Waikiki. Trevino says when it comes to bike share, the more density, the better.
It needs to be convenient or it doesn't make sense. Our plan is to have the stations no farther than 900 feet apart. You should always be within walking distance of another station.
And while you will need a credit card to rent the bikes, Trevino says the rates will be affordable. Payment options are flexible. You can purchase by the minute or pay for a monthly membership, about $15 to $25.
What we're trying to do with our system is have a low buy-in, so it's easy to try it out, something $5 to $7, and then at the same time provide something that's really cost-effective if you're going to ride it a lot.
Bike Share Hawaii will spend the next few months sorting through public comments and plans to announce the winning model in late October. Molly Solomon for HPR News.